All right, boys, we have quite a bit to talk about as Ahsoka has finally ended. Season one, at least. Obviously, there is going to be a season two involved at some point here. It's just sort of bound to happen at this point. Like, there's nothing stopping it. It clearly did well based on what I've seen on the internet numbers-wise, although they never really released their streaming numbers to the public. And, you know, story-wise, there's clearly more to come in season two, and I'm pretty excited. I actually think that Ahsoka ended up being one of the better Star Wars shows. For the first few episodes, I was like, oh, this might end up being the best Star Wars show, and then it kind of weakened as we like went on there. It didn't hold up that quality forever, and I think that's a problem that Star Wars has in general, is that they slowly but surely kind of dwindle in quality as the episodes go on. I think they have a lot of trouble keeping stakes and also keeping constant flow going during shows. I think they often have like dud episodes and things like that, and episodes that just aren't quite the same quality as others. They have a lot of trouble with that continuity going forward. But either way, overall, I really enjoyed it. It was fun seeing the Rebels gang. Even though I don't love Rebels, it was still kind of cool, and I thought that they were very well represented in this show, and their personalities translated very well to live action, and it was really swell. I liked it a lot, but I felt like the show was completely stolen away by the bad guys. The bad guys were the best. Thrawn is so effortlessly cool. Thrawn is the GOAT, man. I mean, anything with Thrawn, I immediately end up liking usually, and this was absolutely no exception. I thought they did a great job portraying Thrawn in this. He's very tactical. You know, he doesn't think like others, and I like that a lot. There were a few times when I was like, it's a little bit weaker of a depiction, like when he was gloating to Ahsoka at the very end. I felt like he would be kind of above that, but I don't know. On top of that, I kind of felt like Thrawn over-explains his hand a little too much, to the point where the audience is just being sort of like spoon-fed the character of Thrawn. I kind of felt like when they were like, for the fourth time, him explaining his strategy of, oh yes, we're gonna wait and not lose resources, like four times in a row, I'm like, you don't have to explain this every single time, just have him do it. You're over-explaining the concept of this character at this point, and you don't have to spoon-feed us that Thrawn is a tactician. He's not your average bad guy. Just chill with that. So that got a smidge annoying at parts, but overall, Thrawn, very, very cool. Loved his character. The Night Sisters making an appearance, also very cool. It's fun to see Jedi messing with, like, dark magic enemies. I always think that is extremely fun. Ahsoka herself felt good. She clearly had a struggle about, you know, master and apprentice relationships with Sabine and stuff like that. It was very, very interesting, their relationship in particular, and how they related it back to Anakin. I loved the way they introduced Anakin in this show. I thought it was honestly fantastic. I mean, he clearly, is going to be making some more comebacks, which is great because I love Hayden Christensen, and I think that he is at the perfect age to sort of play this style of Anakin, although they did have to young him up for, you know, some of the flashbacks, but overall, I think it was fantastic the way that he played him in this, and we get to see Anakin in live action again, but through different lenses, which is really fun, and I just liked it a lot. I thought it was really, really good, really, really well done. And that sort of master-apprentice relationship making a comeback is very, very cool. And it just sort of shows the different generations of master and apprentice. Now, I forget his name. I'm going to look it up real quick. It's the sort of mercenaries. Ray Stevenson. Baylan Skoll. Baylan Skoll. RIP, man, to Ray Stevenson. It's super sad that he died so young, man. That's pretty tragic, and also tragic that, you know, we don't get to see him play this amazing character anymore, because he was really, really great. I mean, he did a fantastic job in the entirety of this. I thought he was fantastic, and I really wish we got to see the rest of his depiction, of this character, and I'm not sure how they're going to handle that going forward. But also very, very sad for his loved ones and his family, because, you know, sometimes you see people complaining on Twitter and they forget that, like, this person had a family, and it's probably really tragic for them right now to have, you know, I don't know if he has children, but like a father dying or a son or a brother, etc., etc. He's at a very young age where he could have all of those still alive, and so a lot of tragedy and things like that. So rest in peace, and just remember, he's not just a character. Although it is sad that we won't be able to see him depict that character anymore, because he was killing it. He did amazing, and I loved his master-apprentice relationship. It was strange that he left her to do her own thing. Obviously, she wants more raw power, and he wants a different type of power, as he explained. But I felt like he should have showed her his way instead of just releasing her. That felt weird. Also, that knight, that other like Sith entity, who was clearly some sort of Dothamir witch something, as it didn't it like poof into green smoke when it died or whatever. I wish we got more of that, because that was really cool. But I guess that was more of an expendable enemy. It was really funny for weeks there, seeing people on Twitter being like, who is it? What? Who's it going to be when they take off the helmet? And then it's nobody. That's just, I don't know. Just because there's so many YouTubers out there who just bullshit. You look at, like, not to call them out, but like Star Wars Theory, or, you know, Star Wars Explained, and all of them. They have these videos coming out on Ahsoka, and they're like, who is this? This is gonna happen. Oh, I can't wait for this is happening. This is gonna explain this. And then all of it ends up being wrong, but they title it as if it is, like, for sure happening. It's just kind of funny. I don't know. But, yeah, either way, the master-apprentice relationship there was also very cool. Now, I loved Ahsoka. I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic. Very few dull moments in the very start of the show. I think once they made the hyperspace travel to Thrawn, that's when it started to get a little bit more rocky. Obviously, seeing Thrawn was fantastic, and that was very exciting. But then, I think we spent too much time in the other galaxy. I think that it didn't work in the way that I think they wanted it to. There was clearly supposed to be very high stakes about making it out on time, as well as the stakes of Thrawn making it back to the other galaxy is supposed to be extraordinarily daunting. They did not portray it that way very well, I don't think. And this could partially be because Ahsoka is so cool-headed in her older age that you rarely see her panic or anything along those lines. So just the character itself doesn't portray the urgency. No one in this was scared of being left behind. Meanwhile, you're basically going to be secluded for the rest of your life in a strange planet, in a strange galaxy, you know, forever away from your friends and family. That should be an extremely daunting thing, and the character should have had to grapple with that. They did not. It just seemed like Ahsoka was very cool-headed, and as a result, Ezra and Sabine were as well. You know, being sent into exile, essentially, for potentially the rest of your life should be scary. But they did not make it that way, I don't think, at all. So I think that was a very big problem. On top of that, Thrawn. They did not make Thrawn out to be as big of a threat as he should be. They should have been like, the entire galaxy is screwed if Thrawn returns. And we kind of got that with Hera. You know, she did a good job portraying that. But in the other galaxy, we should have had at least a few moments of Ahsoka, Ezra, and Sabine going, if we let this happen, we are screwed. You know, this is going to be crushing. Like, oh my god. But instead, everyone's just kind of calm and peaceful, and it just really doesn't work that well. I don't think. And no one cared about being left behind. That didn't seem to bother anyone at all. The stakes were not there. There should have been more sense of urgency and a higher sense of stakes. If you think about it, it's very high stakes, but they did not portray it as very high stakes. And I think that is where the show took a very big dive in quality towards the very end. On top of that, I mean, those little turtle things were very cute, or snails, or whatever they are. We did not need to see them for three episodes. Just have them in the first seeing them and whatever, show them Ezra, and then just forget about it. This, just move on. Star Wars does this thing where they get very into showing off the local populace and how peaceful they are, and how there's always a bad guy always trying to break up the peaceful populace. We've seen it too many times. Move on. There are bigger things happening. We do not care about these guys. I'm sorry. Beyond that, I really loved the portrayal of Thrawn's army, though, but I felt like they should have been a lot stronger. These were the survivors of a Star Destroyer stranded out in this hostile area, and they've been whittled down bit by bit until only a section of them are left alive. This section should be amazing combatants, extremely intelligent. Like, these should be the survivors. This is Darwinism. This should have been the people who are extremely powerful, extremely good fighters, and would actually be effective. And while I loved seeing Ahsoka taking on tons of stormtroopers all at once, it was very sick, some awesome lightsaber choreography there. I will say, they were just cannon fodder. They were just stormtroopers yet again. They were not that powerful, and I think they should have been a bigger threat than they were. They are hyped up with the ribbons going across them and just how battle-scarred all their armor is and things like that, and yet they're just crappy stormtroopers again. That should not have been the case. Thrawn's army here should have been just super threatening and lethal. That is the honest truth. They really, really should have. Because in their situation, it would only be the best and brightest at that point. They weren't. So, that kind of sucked. That was a bummer. Then the witchcraft sort of bringing back the stormtroopers as zombies. I was not expecting zombies in this at all. It's not out of the blue for Star Wars. I mean, like, we've had it in the Clone Wars. We've had it in Legends, you know, the Death Troopers book. It's not weird. It's not weird to have zombies. And if anyone's going to create zombies, the Night Sisters. It makes sense. But to have it be this one-off little trick that they use made it feel very lame. I feel like an entire season could be spent trying to solve the zombie epidemic or whatever. You know, it could be an entire show, and it would be great. But this was just a short little thing that ended up being like a mild inconvenience. And that kind of goes into the stakes as well. It was like, well, this doesn't really matter. It's not that big of a deal. And that is what bothers me about this show towards the end, is that at the very beginning, it was fantastic. It was very, very high stakes. It felt like they had a really good flow going. They got the adventure going right away, but with, you know, some setbacks and some problems, some politics, and like, you know, they had everything going on, everything that makes Star Wars great. And then slowly as the show went on, it was like, oh yeah, there's some cool stuff, like Thrawn and his army's sick and his second in command. Like, that stuff was cool, but then they ruined the stakes and they messed up. They like went for spectacle over plot, which I think is often a problem with Star Wars. Now, all that being said, I liked it. I'd probably give Ahsoka like a 7 to an 8 out of 10, I think. Didn't quite stick the landing for me. I still love Kenobi, and I still think Kenobi is better. I know a lot of people don't love Kenobi, but for me, Kenobi is like amazing. I'd say Kenobi's better. I'd say The Mandalorian's better. Even Season 3. Boba Fett, probably worse. Andor, better. Yeah, I think that's all the Star Wars shows, right? I can't think of any more, but whatever. Either way, it was just kind of a mid-tier show towards the end, I would say. Upper mid-tier. Something like that. And I really enjoyed it. I'm excited for Season 2. I'll still be watching because they set up some cool stuff. I want them in Season 2 for Thrawn to be back and it immediately become a problem. Thrawn instantly starts winning battles. Thrawn instantly starts growing his army. It becomes a problem instantly. I want that to happen. Very badly. That's what needs to happen. I want Ahsoka and Sabine to spend a tiny bit of time on that planet and get out of there. That does not need to be half of the season. If it's more than two episodes, I will be kind of annoyed. I think that would be bull. That would just get really, really obnoxious for me. That's just me. They need to make it back pretty quick. We also need Luke to show up. This is a Luke Skywalker level event. You know, there are, I think, instances where Luke Skywalker comes into play in the new Star Wars Disney universe. I think he comes into play sparingly, and that is good. But, like, yeah, Moff Gideon, a Luke Skywalker-level event where he had to come in and save Grogu and stuff like that. Like, that was a Luke Skywalker-level event. Thrawn making it back, Luke should be present right away. You know, once Thrawn starts making waves, Luke needs to show up at least to support the Rebel Alliance in terms of, like, political footing or in some sort of battle or something like that. We need to see him. We need to see Leia. Han, I understand, not really being as much of a player in any of this because he just kind of does what he wants to do, and that makes sense. But Luke and Leia need to be involved. You know, it just, it needs to happen. And I do not mind Luke being played by that guy. Is Matt something? I can't remember, but the guy who looks just like him, has the perfect mannerisms and stuff like that. He does, you know, he plays Luke and then they CGI over him. I don't mind them just using him. I don't even think he needs CGI. He just looks the part and I think it's fine. He needs to be a player in this, I think, for sure. And Leia's, or Carrie Fisher's daughter did a great job playing Leia. Just bring her in. Just bring her in. Why are we so scared to use Luke and Leia now in this era? This is like the time to do it. Don't use it too much, but, like, use them. Like, you have these two perfect actors for it. Use them. You know? Like, I don't know. But, yeah, either way, Ahsoka, very fun show. I enjoyed it. I thought it fell off a little bit. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter in the comment section below and stuff like that. But, yeah, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe, all that good stuff, and I'll see y'all in the next one. Peace!
I hope you guys enjoyed that video. Be sure to click that subscribe button for more content and hit the notification bell if you'd like to be alerted to whenever I live stream or upload. Thanks so much.